Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about kinds of heavy equipment to build a housing lot. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or call us at 817-379-1340. All right, here we go on to the podcast. Building houses have always been a thriving business, and the construction companies have made enough wealth being in this business for years. Even the newcomers are getting enough work and thereby not have to go through a lot of hardship. All they need is some good heavy equipment and a bunch of able and competent workers who knows to build houses. When you are building a housing lot, you need to deploy different types of heavy equipment, from digging foundation for breaking existing structures and clearing land. You can't use the one heavy equipment for all kinds of work. At the same time, you need more machines if the construction area is huge, like a bulldozer, articulator trucks, track loaders, pans, scrapers, stuff like that. You'll need that kind of stuff. To build houses in a massive lot, you need earth-moving heavy machinery like excavators, loaders, bulldozers, backhoe crawler loaders, trenchers, etc. The utilities of these machines is basically to move huge piles of soil that has been dug and loaded into a truck. The truck will then ferry the soil into a dump yard. The utility of an excavator is immensely felt in constructing a housing lot. It is multi-purpose heavy equipment which can be used in an array of construction activities such as digging trenches and holes for laying foundation, demolition of existing structures, forest work, general landscape, etc. Again, excavators are used throughout the job site when you're building a housing unit or a housing subdivision. This is followed by a loader with primary use to load materials like construction debris, asphalt, raw materials, logs, and dirt, etc. Then we move to construction vehicles, which include dumpers, which is articulated trucks, tankers, and etc., and trailers, etc. These heavy equipment are used for various types of work, right from ferrying the soil from the job site to the dump yard to spraying the water on the job site using a truck. These heavy equipment are used for many such purposes. Water tanks, you know, when you have a articulated water truck, I mean, those are great for subdivision jobs. Fill it up with a water tower and then boom, soak the job site. They have not have a direct relationship with the housing building, but will play a active role. Without these heavy equipment, it is really difficult for the construction laborers to perform their duties. When we are talking about a huge housing subdivision, one can just imagine the amount of dirt to get accumulated on the job site, and to get that cleared off, you need the huge dump truck, articulated truck, six wheels to fulfill that. Then comes the material handling equipment, which is mostly consists of machines like cranes, converter rigs, and forklifts. These cranes are used to move heavy slabs and place it on top. Cranes are required when you are constructing a high-end towers. They are also used to lift heavy machinery, which gets stuck for some reason. It is therefore basically used to lift and ferry a heavy item which can't move on its own from place to another. Conveyors are used to move heavy and bulky materials from one place to another. It is quite common that many construction sites, as they all involve moving heavy material items from one place to another. Now, that is a specialty item used for different kinds of sites. You know, yes, they might have it to clear up rock or something like that, but that is a specialty item. Again, If you got any questions, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you, and God bless.